and we'll be learning the Gemaras in the order that they quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll try to give my famous every day which Gemaras we'll cover. The Mishnayos talk about Basa B'Chalav, that there are three prohibitions, that it's Basa B'Bishol, Basa B'Achila, and Basa B'Hano. Also, the bishul is the pasuk in Chumash that says lo sevashal divacharei v'moy. How did the Tanoim know that it's also b'achila and also b'hanon? So the Gemara has a whole sugya that starts on kuf yudalad on the base, about 20 lines from the top. Amar Rav Ashi, minayin lebas b'chol v'shoos b'achila. How did the Tanoim know that it's also b'achila? So he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says lo sechol kol te'eva. So the pasuk pshat on l'sechol kol te'eva, you look on Chumash. L'sechol kol te'eva is the introductory pasuk before it lists off all the macholas asuras, before it lists off all the things of behemet tamei and dak tamei and oif tamei and so on. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. L'sechol kol te'eva kol shetiav telocha harei b'al teichol, and that's how I know that the basa b'cholav is asmana. Why is it called kol shetiav telocha? Because the Torah prohibits us from cooking the basa b'chalav. So if you went ahead and you cooked it, so then it says that it's awesome. So Rashi writes on this Gemara, Rashi comments on the Gemara that it's osur oilabis. Arebe b'atechel, 5 lines from the bottom. Arebe b'atechel oilabis, forever. What does that line mean in Rashi? What does that word mean in Rashi? It's interesting. I didn't notice it. Somebody gave me a sefer Teferis Yankif on Chulin by one of the great Gedolim in Europe. He was the Rav in Warsaw till the government fired him. But he was a great Goyim, Teferis Yankif Agit and Teferis Yankif Chulin. So he comments on the first word in Rashi that one might have thought mistakenly that just like on Shabbos, it's only Asa Bichdei Shiasu. So I would have thought over here that the Basa B'Chol was only Asa something like Bichdei Shiasu. So he says, no, it's Asa Elomis. Okay, and then he says it's also under all circumstances. B'chalo inyanim shahu ben shalobaver ben shalobaver k'on ay dekot na ay deavikachovim. So that's problematic that the Teferis Yankim and others discuss that line in Rashi. Adarabe, faket, if you're learning out the mocker for the iser achila b'asa b'chalov, it's kol shetiav telecha. So it should only be osir if Yisrael cooked it, if he violated the Yisra Toyeva. But if a cotton cooked it, or if an achri cooked it, had to go, or if it fell in by itself, the flesh fell into the milk and it cooked by itself, then you should really say that it's muta. That's impossible, that's ridiculous. Everybody knows that basa b'cholav is osir b'achila, even if an achri cooks the basa b'cholav. So how does Rashi say this comment? They're going to be other limudim, other tanoim derived from different sources. The basa b'chalav is also b'achila. But if you say it's, like Rav Ashi says, it's based on the pasuk kol shetiav telecha, so the rabbi should only apply if it was done, if there was a maisa teiva, if it was done b'aver, if it was done b'heter. So how does Rashi comment on this Gemara that it's also? So there's a there's an important tosfos here. The tosfos has a comment, kufta as well, v'min aleph, the second tosfos from the top. Kol shetiav telecha. So in the middle of the Tosis, by the tiny letter Aleph in brackets, they have a kasha. Sar Mosim b'chor litzer afilu tzar ma'ovi kachovim. Rashi and Chumash and that pasuk l'selcha kol te'ev kol shetiav telecha. So Rashi gives that as an example. Sar Mosim b'chor, a b'chor behema tahir is a korban, and the din is that any korban that has a mum, you may not be makriv it on the mizbeach. Then the pasuk says kol mum layihi yebo. So the simple pshat is when you makriv a korban, it cannot have a mum. You're not allowed to be makriv a korban that has a mum. So the Gemara in Zrachim has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk called mum lo yahayabo, that you're not allowed to be matal mum bikorbanis. Someone is matal mum bikorbanis is like it. It's an isim. So Rashi on that pasuk quotes from the Sifrei on that pasuk kol lo sechu kol te'evo kol shetiav techal rebe batechal. So if one was matal mum bibechor, by all the other korbanis, once it gets a mum, so now it's eligible to have pidyon. If it has a mum kavua, it has a mum aiver, so you can't be paid. If it has mum kavua, then you can be paid based on that. Bechor and Maisa are the two karbonas that don't need pidyon. Once you get some mum, so you can shech the chutz le beis hamikdash and no need for any pidyon. Bechor Mais are the two only karbonis that have another unique feature, that they don't have a kedushas pet. By chatas and an oshem and an oila the shlamim, all other karbonis the person has to designate. He's a chatas, he's a oila, he's a shlamim, he's a korban pesach. Bechor Maiser are kodesh me aleim. Bechor is kodesh me rechem. It happens by itself. And Maiser also, the farmer has to count from 1 to 10. But the Gemara says once he counts, asirim me'elefu kodesh. The 10th one becomes kodesh by itself. He needs a Maiser minion, but he's not really the one who creates the Kedusha. So that may be connected, may not be connected with the other din, that Bechor and Maiser are the two karbonis that don't need any pidyon. Once he gets a mum, so it's yotze l'chulim b'li pidyon. You're allowed to shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash without any pidyon. So there's a din in all karbonis, you're not allowed to be matal mum, and in Bechor also the same thing. Bechor is a problem, bizman hazeh. All the other karbonis are not noig bizman hazeh. Simply, the tanoim made a nisa, a magdishim, bizman shein beis hamikdash kam, you're not allowed to be magdish any karbonis, mishum chashash takola. What are you going to do with it? You magdish a karbon, so you're stuck. You have to wait till it gets a mum, you can't do anything with it. Bechor is kodesh me'elo, so you have no choice. So the tanoim are only worried about Bechor. Bechor bizman hazeh, it's kodesh me'elov, so what are you going to do with it? So you have to wait till it gets a mum. So why not be matal mum? So the Gemara says, no, that's an isa deraisa, so you're not allowed to be matal mum. So if a mum would happen by itself to the Bechor, so you'd be allowed to shecht the chutz l'migdosh without any need for any pidyon. What if somebody was matal mum, tzor mozim et Bechor? So the Rashi says on Chumash that that's the Rashi is quoting the Sifrei on the Pasuk, that hamatal mum bebchor, tzor mozim bechor, you made a mum, kavua, so you're not allowed to shech based on that mum. You have to wait till it gets another mum. That's what the Mishnais have in Bechoris. So Taisus proves from Gemaris, Taisus and other Mesichtas, proves from Gemaris that, is that on the Marim Kames? Yeah, the bottom. The last three Taisus and on the bottom, the Marim Kames. So Taisus and the other Mesichtas proves from the Gemaris that that's only a knas min derabbanan. That's not an isa derais. What the Sifrei said on the Pasuk, that it goes on Tzor Mozim and Bechor, that's only on Asmachta Midrabban. And Taisa says, yeah, many times, Droshes and the Sifron, the Sifrei, that are only Asmachta Midrabban, and they're not Droshes Gemuris. So Taisa is bothered with the Kasha, why shouldn't it be in Issa Deraisa? Why shouldn't I label it as Kol Shetiavtach Ha'ereb Avatachal? And as such, the way Taisa words it, it should be also, yeah, I feel that Tzor Mozim Kachav, even if Anachri did it, like Rashi said. Even if a Nachri cooks the basa b'chalav, it's also considered lasachu kol te'eva. So, Taisus in Akasha is assuming that whatever is also because of lasachu kol te'eva, kol shet yabdoha is also, even if no one did the aveir. Even if the one that did it is a Nachri, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So yes, let it be awesome in our Torah. Why does the Gemara say before it's only a penalty in the Rabbanon? So Taisus answers, v'yesh loimar, that there's a beferish pasuk that says if you have a korban that gets a mum kavua, so it does have pidyon. If it gets a mum kavua by itself, it has pidyon. Or if you have bechor ma'isa gets a mum by itself, so it's a nishchat chutz la'azara. It doesn't even need any pidyon. So Tosfos says you can't imkain ein adova matuav. You can't say that lasechol kol te'eva applies in this situation because if it would happen by itself, see by basa b'cholov, even if it happens by itself, even if the milk. I have a pot of flesh cooking on the fire, and then I have a bottle of milk somewhere nearby, and the milk accidentally falls into the pot of flesh. So even if the bas and b'chalav happened by itself, it's still going to be an isa deraisa. So that's called the selcha kol te'eva kol she'tiav te'lecho. So it does make a difference whether Nachri did it, a cotton did it, or happened by itself. The dover is a dover hametuav. Masheni came by mum and by korbanis. It's not a dover hametuav. There is a parsha in the Torah that if you have a korban that gets a mum by itself, so it lends itself to pidyon, or if it's bechor ma'isa, it doesn't even need any pidyon. It's nishchat chutz la'azara. So the Meila Tesis proves from that you cannot consider matal mum bekotchim as a dovah hamatuah. So Tesis here is developing an idea. There's a tshuva in the Beis Ephraim where he points out this Tesis. Beis Ephraim is talking about a different thing. He's talking about esrogim hamurkovim. The Magen Avraham is the first one who writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that an esrog hamurkov is puzzle. So the original one who passed was the Lavush. Morgan Avram quotes from the Lavush. Lavush always gives funny reasons. So he gives always something different. So he gives the reason why, because Lo'selcha kol te'eva. Kol she'tiav toch ha'er b'al teichol. And since the Yesrik ha'murka b'zasa b'achila, so therefore it's posel le'mitzvah. Because the Gemara says Yesrik is only good if it has a heter achila. Because it has to be a pre-eitz hodder, and pre means a kosher fruit. If the fruit is treif, so it's not considered a pre. That's what the so that's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the favors that if you make hakavas ilonis, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the food is mutabachil. So that's a very difficult levush. So the and the Shalosh Shuvos is based on Ephraim. He discusses the chalal, the din of lasechel kol teva. When does it apply? When doesn't apply? So he quotes this Tesis. Tesis gives you the cloud. The only time we apply lasechel kol teva if the heft is metuav. Not I did a pu'ula, that's metuav. Sometimes the Torah has prohibitions. Sometimes it's an isa pu'ula, sometimes it's an isa chalois. Sometimes the Torah says you're not allowed to do a certain activity. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. What, you're not allowed to have, not allowed to cause that food should get cooked on Shabbos? If you left the food on the fire and the Erev Shabbos got cooked on Shabbos, there's no malacha. The only isa malacha is to do a ma'isa bishul on Shabbos. So that's an isa gavra al pi pashtus. You're not allowed to do a ma'isa bishul on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara has a whole discussion. Ela miyato, when they quoted Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that basan b'chol is also because of secha kol teiva kol shati after l'chol. So on the last line on the Yomud, going over to the first line on Kufta as well, and Aleph, the Gemara is going to run through 10-15 different situations. Why don't you say Lasecha Kol Teiva? The one is Mavashal B'Shabbos, the food should be also. The Gemara says, no, there's a Pasuk on that. Then the Gemara says, what about a Charish B'Shabbach Hamor? What about a Chosim B'Par B'Dosh? But let it be also. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Kal B'Chaymer from Shabbos. Here on the fifth line from the top of Kuf Tezvav. So the Gemara says, Hashdama Shabbos D'Chamir Maiseh Matarim Hani Lo Kolshkin. Shabbos is an Issa Koris with an Issa Misa, and the din is that you don't apply Kol Shati Apti Lecho because you have a drasha from a Pasuk. He Kodesh, Vehim Asya Kodesh. So Kal V'chaima by Choresh B'Shar B'Chamor, Achanis in Pepar B'Dosh Bo, Kal V'chaima in that case, you're not going to apply Kol Shati Apti Lecho. Then the Gemara asks, what about other situations? The Gemara says, Kelo Yisroim Litzru, Dot the Apti Lecho Hu. Why don't you say that Klo Yisroim should be Osir? So Gemara says, because he did an Avera. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that Klo Yisroim is an Issa Deraisa to plant Klo Yisroim. There's an Issa Klo Yisroim and there's an Issa Klo Hakerem. So Klo Yisroim means if you have grain growing in a field next to potatoes. Two different vegetables are growing close to each other. So the Mishnah is having Maseches Kloim, how much of a Harchoke you have to have in between one field and the other. So what if you didn't have that Harchoke? You have a plowed field and you just throw vegetables in all over the place and different vegetables are growing near each other. So that's an isa to do that. If you did it, it's muta b'achila. If you plant kloy hakerem, so kloy hakerem not only is an isa to plant, it's an isa even b'diyeh, but it's also b'achila and also b'ano. So the Gemara asks, why don't you say that kloy zroim should be also b'diyeh, because based on the pasuk, l'soch kol teiv kol shati after l'cho. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the prohibition of planting Kloy Yisroim is an Issa Deraisa. There's a Rashi in Kiddushin. Rashi writes that Sod Chalas Izri Kilayim is only an Asmachta that it goes on Kloy Yisroim. It really refers to Kloy Hakerem. The only Issa Deraisa is Kloy Hakerem. So Tosis asks on Rashi. Tosis in Kiddushin shows many Gemaras that it's just not so. That Kloy Yisroim is an Issa Deraisa to plant it, but B'Yeved it'll be Muta Ba'Achila, Muta Ba'Ano if you did plant it. And Kloy HaKerem is not only an Issa Deraisa to plant it, even B'Yevit, Pentuk Dosh Amleh, Pentuk Areish, it's also Bachil and also Bano. Our Gemara also, Alpi Pashtus, the fact that our Gemara is presenting Akasha, why should no Kloy Yisroim be also B'Yevit? The simple reading of the question is that there's an Issa Deraisa to plant Kloy Yisroim. So the Gemara is asking, should be also even B'Yevit, Kol Shati Afti Lecho. The Gemara says, I have Yalfusa from a Pasuk. That kol shati after l'cho doesn't apply. Midgali Rachman gabi kloy hakerem pentuk dash pentuk adesh mechal de kloy zroim ashor. Frag the Gemara. And what about other isurim? Let's see. Kloy behema. How do you know kloy behema gufayim in Olan? Maybe that's usher. You're not allowed to breed one animal, but the other behema tochal osad biyekilaim. What if you did breed it? So the vlad that's noilad will be mutter, fake the Gemara, maybe should be also. The Gemara says, no. Have a pasuk that it's not so. Shana have a mocha from the pasuk. Then the Gemara asks, also be as beno litzer. You're not allowed to shecht also be as beno. So if you did shecht it, one should say that it should be also be the yevet. Should be also be the yevet. So the Gemara brings a ride that it's not so. The Gemara, each case, the Gemara brings a ride that it's not so. So Rashi asks a question. Rashi, all the Rishonim asking a question. The Gemara said all the way up on top, why shouldn't I say Choresh B'Shor B'Chaman, the third line from the top, Chorish b'shar v'chama v'chaisim p'tar v'dosh ba litzru. Why don't I apply l'sechu kol teyev? So Gemara says, no, it's a kal v'chaimer from Shabbos. Ma Shabbos on the fifth line from the top. Ma Shabbos d'chamir ma'aseh matarim. Hani lo kol shikein. So that knocks off all the kashas. So the Gemara already gave the answer to all the kashas. So why does the Gemara keep on giving? Another answer on Osves Beno. Another answer on Kaloi Behema. Each one the Gemara has another answer. What they just said, it's a kal v'chaimer from Shabbos. So Rashi writes, Hu adin da havi matzel meimar. The Rashi on Kuf Tezvavim and Aleph. The Ramascha lo amatar shalach letakol. So Rashi writes in the middle of the Diba, Hu adin da havi matzel meimar nami b'chol hani ma Shabbos da chamira v'chule de kal v'chamer from before. But each time the Gemara has an answer, minei yibeh, have a pasuk here, have a pasuk there. See, each one is a better, rather than make a kal v'chamer from Shabbos, if you have a pasuk that proves the miyuchad in that case that there's no issa kol shati abtecha, it's better. Why do you have to rely on a kal v'chaim? So the Ritvoa quotes that suggestion from Rashi. Then he gives another suggestion. That's what the Beis Ephraim has the whole tshuva. So it's based on this taisus kol shati abtecha, that you have two types of isurim in the Torah. Sometimes you have an issa pe'ula, sometimes you have an issa chalois. Sometimes Torah says you're not allowed to do a certain activity. Sometimes Torah says you're not allowed to bring about a certain result. So a dover hametuav, a sechel kol teiva hasvara nosenes, that it should really only apply when the Torah prohibits an isa chalos. Torah says, don't bring about a certain result. That result is what the Torah is gunning out against. Torah doesn't want that result to exist in the world. So that's what the Gemara says, that basa b'chalav is a dover hametuav. It's not just that there's an avera. You violate an avera if you cook basa b'chalav. The nature of the avera is not to bring about basa b'chalav, not to bring it into existence in the world. That's a discussion Rabbi Kivega has in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin in Yerideya. What's a din? Someone anochri cooked basa b'chalav already, and his mamish the real mekoy basa b'chalav their rice. And then he asks me, I work in this restaurant, and they ask me to reheat the food. Or I'm a butler in the home of anochri, and he asks me to reheat the food for him. So I'm going to be mabashal basa b'chalav. Is there an isa bishal basa b'chalav where I'm not creating the chefs of basa b'chalav? It already is basa b'chalav. The Nochri already created yesterday. He made it into Basa B'cholim. So we can make a quote, some Rishonim say Beferish that it's Mutter. He's not sure halacha l'maisa what the din is. So that's what the gist of this Gemara seems to be like that. That the prohibition of Issa Bishol Basa B'cholim, that's not an Issa Pula, you're not allowed to cook Basa B'cholim. If it's already treif, someone already made it Basa B'cholim yesterday and I'm just reheating it. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that wouldn't be an Issa. The Issa Bishol Basa B'cholim is an Issa Chalois. Don't bring about a chefza hamatuav of basa b'cholav. So that's what the Gemara says. That's the original din. L'sechel kol teyev. Then the Gemara says, then Taisus raises the question, why shouldn't I say, batzorah moizim b'chor, that it should be anisa deraisa, yomat al mum b'kotshim? Why don't you say that that's anisa deraisa? Why does the Gemara say in so many different places, it's only a penalty midirabbanon, tzorah moizim b'chor, it's a knas midirabbanon that you're not allowed to shecht in chutz l'migdosh, based on that mum, you have to wait till it develops its own mum on its own. Why don't you say it should be l'sechel kol teyev, it should be an issa deraisa? So Tosa says it can't be an issa deraisa, because if it develops a mum by itself, then you can be paida based on that. So you see that the chefza v'korban shehumam v'nifte is not a dova hametuav. You can say it's an issa pu'ula. You're not allowed to be matal mum v'korbanas. You're not allowed to make a mum, but you can't say that a korban that has a mum is a dova hametuav. The Torah provides for dinim. What do you do with a korban that has a mum? So you pay that, and then you eat it chutzlam, you shecht it chutzlam migdosh. So that's what Taisa says. There are two different kinds of l'sechel kol teiv. So that's what the Gemara said. Gemara asks Ela Meyata, if there's really a din of l'sechel kol teiv kol sheti abtilcha, why doesn't it apply to Maisa Shabbos? So the Gemara says no. You have a pasuk that it's mutter. Then the Gemara says, what about on the third line from the top? What about Chorish b'shar v'chamar v'chosim pipar v'doshba litzeru? We should say over there also l'sechel kol teyeva. So Gemara says, no, it's a kal v'chaimer from Shabbos. What's the kal v'chaimer from Shabbos? So the Ritva says the kal v'chaimer from Shabbos only works in these kind of cases, like Chorish b'shar v'chamar v'chosim pipar v'doshba. And the other case of Osev Ezmano or Kaloi Behema, Kaloi Zroim, they can't make a kal v'chaimer from Shabbos. Why not? So he says, not like Rashi. Rashi, who would then I have the lemeimer? So the Ritva quotes that suggestion. And then he gives this other suggestion that the Beis Ephraim picks up on and says he likes it based on this Tosis, Kol Sheti Avti L'cho. He says the Kal V'chaim from Shabbos only applies in Isurim it's only an Issa Pa'ula. But whenever it's an Issa Chalais, so there's Masavara to say that that should be included in the Pasuk Kol Shetiyavti Lachom. So that's what Basa B'chalav is. Basa B'chalav is a Dava HaMetuav. The Torah prohibits Bishal Basa B'chalav. That's an Issa Chalais. Torah wants that we should not bring into the world a Cheftza Basa B'chalav. So that's why, that's what Tosfos answers, that by matal mum bikotchim, you can't say that it's a din deraisa of lesecha kol teiva. Gemara came already to the maskana that from the Kal Vachomer from Shabbos knocks off all cases where the isa was only an isa pu'ula. The only time it'll apply, the only time you can a case qualifies to be labeled as a dava hamatua as a lesecha kol teiva, is if the Isser is an Issa Chalois, an Issa Chalois. You're not allowed to bring about a certain result. So according, that's interesting, according to that Ritva, so you have to assume, let's say, by Shoichat Oishavi as Benoi, that that's an Issa Chalois. It's not Stam. The Torah says, if somebody shechted the mother, or the you have a grandmother, a mother, and a vlad. So if someone shechted, Mishnah is having also, it doesn't matter which one you shecht first. So let's say someone shechted the grandmother first. So you say, not allowed to shecht the vlad. That's a tanai. Whoever shechts the, if someone shechted the grandmother, they're not allowed to shecht the vlad. If someone shechted the granddaughter, they're not allowed to shecht the middle generation. So you say, that's a tanai. If someone shechted one, then there's an Isra Ami to shecht the other one. No. You see from the Gemara, it's not that that's a tanai. The whole nature of the Isra is that it's an Isra Chalois. Torah doesn't want that it should come about that it should be also v'desbanon nishchotim v'yoyim echad. It's not a nisa pu'ula. That's why you have in Yeridaya the siman of also v'desbanon. So they quote this gemara that b'diyevet if you shecht also v'desbanon, there is no iser. You're allowed to eat the food. You're allowed to eat the flesh. But then they quote in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see, where's the siman of also v'desbanon? Simon Tazayan. Simon Tazayan, not allowed to shech dos vezbeno. Then it says Siv Gimel. And Simon Tazayan. Oba vishach dos vezbeno, yamechud muta lo ochlem, v'yesh misha oser, bo bayom lecho ha'acharon. The Bahag. The Bahag has a penalty. Just like by Maisa Shabbos, there's a penalty. Men HaTorah, the Gemara says that it's Mutta. But the Rabbanon, the Bahag has that there's a penalty. So the Ramah says, even according to the Bahag, the penalty is only on the Achron. Yesh Misho Oyser, Bo Bayom Lecho HaAchron, the second one. Because the first one, there was no Aveira. So the Prima Godim, commenting on the Shach over here, the Shachs of Kut and Gimel, Prima Godim quotes that there were some Achronim who say not so. They say that the penalty even applies, you're not allowed to eat the first one either. Because it's a dover hametuah. It's not just that shechting the first one is a tanai, and that makes it that shechting the second one is the yisa. Shechting the first one was at the gomer, shechting the second one is the yisa. No, the yisa, it'll turn out, after you shecht both, it'll turn out that the whole activity was improper. They brought about the cheftza of osav ezbeno.
It's not
a, no, no. No. The Gemara proves that it's mutam and atar. That's on kufta as well. Gemara says raya that it's muta min ator. Only bikotchim it'll be possible, but bechulin it's muta. That's the Gemara proves on kupta as well. So the Bahag has this chumra that there is a penalty midrabban, just like Maaser Shabbos there's a penalty midrabban. So the Ramo quotes the Bahag as saying it's only osa babayam lecho haachram, but the first one is muta. And the Knesset Hagdolah quoted by the Prima Godin wants to say that even the first one is also osa. The Bahag says Beferish, the difference between the Rishon and the Achron. So he says it doesn't go on the first Behem and the second Behem, it goes on the first Shechet and the second Shechet. Who, let's say, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, someone cooks food on Shabbos, who's not allowed to eat? He was the Shechet, he cooked on Shabbos. Who's not allowed to eat the food that was cooked on Shabbos? So sometimes we say only Osolo. He's not allowed to eat it. Other people are allowed to eat it. The whole discussion in the Gemara, in the first Perek and Chulin. Masechet Shabbos and Bava Kama, other Mesichtas, what's the din of Hamavashal B'Shabbos? So here, the Bahag meant to say that the penalty is only for the one who did the Shechita Ba'avera. So the first Shechet is mutar to eat even the second Behema. But the second Shechet is not even allowed to eat the first Behema. Because the Shechet is the one who violated the Avera. And what is the nature of the Avera? Bringing about bringing about the chefts of Adova Hamatuav of Osiris Beno. So both of them were Baver.
This Isur Chalai, so this could even exist by the Rabbanon de Geisurim? But penalties with the Rabbanon?
No, this is the nature of the Issa Deraisa of Osiris Beno. Nature of the Issa Deraisa is not that if you shechted the one, you're not allowed to shecht the other, and the other is on the second one. One is not allowed to bring about that Osiris Beno when Nishchatu B'Yamechem. So whoever shechts the second one, if they're two different people, so the Mishnah learns out from Psukim that even if one person, Reuben, shechts one and Shimon shechts the Vlad, it's also included in Osiris Beno. One might have thought it's only if the same person shechts. So the Gemara proves from Psukim, from Drosha, from Psukim, Osiris Beno even applies if two people did it. But the one who did the second Shechita is the one who brings about the Yisr. The first one, the Shech, did the first payment, didn't do anything wrong. So you don't have any penalty at all on the Rishon, on the Shechet Rishon. The second Shechet, it turns out not only is the second Behema Nishchat Bavera, based on what he did, the second one, the second one, comes out that both of them were Nishchatu Bavera. This one who Shechet the second Behema caused that the Shechita of the first Behema was also an improper Shechita. So that's why the Knesset Sagdola, quoted by the Prima Gaon, wants to say, not like the Ramo. The Ramo says, only Acharon is Osa. The Rishon is Muta. Even according to the Bahag, the Rishon is Muta. So these Acharonim want to say, the Knesset Sagdola wants to say, no, when the Bahag said Achilik, the Rishon, the Acharon, he meant the first Shechet versus the second Shechet. The second Shechet is not allowed to even the first behemoth.
But that's all discussion only with the Rabbanon.
The whole thing with the Rabbanon. Yeah, Gemara says that it's Muta Menatur.
So if you say like the Nesivas that all the Rabbanon are Isser Chetz and not Isser Gavra,
if you say like the Nesivas that all Isurim Rabbanon
are Isuri
Gavra,
yeah.
So
does that fit into the guidelines of Kol Shetiyati?
No, here we Osu Vez Beno is an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa Deraisa to Shecht Osu Vez Beno. And the Gemara says it should have been included in the real Pasuk L'Sechu Kol Tehev Kol Shetiyati L'cho. And you can't be Dana Kal Vachayma from Shabbos. Not like Rashi said, you could have answered Kal Vachayma from Shabbos. So the Beis Ephraim likes this Ritva. No, the other suggestion that they were showing, there couldn't have been Dana Kal Vachayma. Kal Vachayma from Shabbos is only when you're dealing with an Issa Pula. So we knocked off, and based on the Pasuk from Shabbos, whenever you're just dealing with an Issa Pula, so it's not, it doesn't apply to Los Lachal Kol Ta'eva. But whenever you deal with an Issa Chalos, then it should apply. So the Gemara proves from my Pasuk that it happens not to apply by Yosef Ezbeno. So the Bahag says, but mid the Rabbanon it makes sense. Just like the Sugya says, Maaser Shabbos should be Mutter. So the Gemara learns that from Maaser Shabbos should be Osir. The Gemara proves from a Pasuk, He Kodesh Vein Maaser HaKodesh. But mid the Rabbanon there is a penalty. So here also, Osir Vez Beno, the Gemara proves from a Pasuk, that is Mutter, but mid the Rabbanon there is a penalty. So the Shad is, does the penalty only go on the second Behema? Does it even go on the first Behema? So the Ramor writes in Simen Tet Zayin Siv Gimel only goes on the second Behema. First Behema there was nothing wrong. And the Prima Gaon quotes those Achronim want to say, no, once you, the second person shechts the second Behema comes out, even the Shechita of the first Behema was also improper. You don't make a penalty on the first Shechet. That's what the Bahag said. On the Rishon doesn't mean the first Behema, it means the first person. The Shechet the Rishon didn't do anything wrong, so you don't penalize him at all. But the Shechet HaSheni, whom we are penalizing, we penalize him, he's not allowed to eat from either Behema on the same day. You have to wait till tomorrow. Why? Because once you shecht the second Behema, it's an Issa Chalois, it comes out that Shechit on both was improper.
If the two people check the Basachas, does that make it better or worse? No one's doing an Issa, but they both know that it's because they're going to be causing also this, but no. The Paschim day, I don't know if it's the same. Assuming they do it at the exact same time.
It certainly is also the question of who's going to get the Malkus. I don't know. We'll divide up the Malkus. 50-50. I don't know.
On the second day. The meat could be eaten on the second day.
Yeah, l'chola days, yeah. To wait till the next day for l'chola days is mutter. The whole penalty only is.
That's because it could have been shechted the next day. And
yeah. I could have shechted one on the first day and could have waited to shecht the second one on the second day. So if you wait till the second day, for sure, the penalty is over. It's only bo bayom. That's the Ramah. Also, bo bayom lechol ha'achron. On the same day, that's the Bahag holds like that. Not all the Rishonim agree. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the yesh mishois. The Bahag is machmed that there is a penalty mid the Rabbanon. Just like on the first line, the Gemara says, Maaser Shabbos Litzuru. The Gemara says, no, you have a limud from a pasuk, but mid the Rabbanon there is a penalty. So to be Yosef Ez Beno, the Gemara says, let it be us. And the answer, they prove from a pasuk that it's not. So there's also a penalty mid the Rabbanon. That's how the Bahag understood the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Rabbanim, and the Torah Gemara says Mutter. Okay, but still, okay. You shecht the behemoth, behet the gomor, and someone else is going to shecht the us, and it'll turn out that both shechitas were improper. The second one caused that both of the shechitas were improper. It's an Issa Cheftz, not the cause that it should be also as well, nishchotem liyom echot. And because it's an Issa Cheftz, not an Issa Pula, that's what the Reed Fawcett, that's what the gemara couldn't make, the Kal V'chaimer from Shabbos. Kal V'chaimer from Shabbos only applies to Chorish b'shav hachamor b'chosim par b'doshbo, because that's only an Issa Pula. But when you have an Issa Chalais, that's the real McCoy. So that's what the Tosfos says. That's what the Tosfos says over here. You can't say that Tzorim Ozen Bechor should be included in HaTorah. Rashi and Chumash sounds like Rashi and Chumash just quoting in the Sifrei. He's not at fault. That's what the Tanoim commented on that pasuk. So the Shailas, was it an Asmachta? Was it a Drasha Gemura? So it's in the Sifrei, you can never tell. There's so many drushes in this Sifrei. Half of them are really min HaTorah, and half of them are only Asmachtim in the Rabbanim. So Tosfos proves that this one is only an Asmachtim in the Rabbanim. Why can't it be min HaTorah? So that's why Tosfos says it can't be. It's only called Kosher Tiaptilcha. If it would have happened by itself, it would have also been also. Like Basa B'chol happens by itself, it's also Asa B'achila min HaTorah. That's Taka Dova HaMetuav. But over here, if the Mum happens by itself, it's not a Dova HaMetuav. There is a Parsha in the Chumash that provides. What do you do when you have a karbim shehumam, so you paid it, so that's not a problem. And you see from the way Tosfos worded the kasha, tzorim ozim mechor litza afila tzorim ovik achavim, even if a nachri did it. They already knew in the kasha that the dove shetiyav, kol shetiyav tilcho, it means a chefza is mutu. A nachri is not muza, not to be matal mum, a kotshim. It's not from the sheva mitzvah, it's been a noach. That's where Rashi wrote from the very outset. That's where Rashi writes in the beginning, it's based on kol shetiyav tilcho, and therefore I feel like they cut, I feel like they are kachavim. I would have said just the opposite. So Rashi understood the same as Tosfos also, that the only time you apply kol shetiyav tilcho min haTorah, the real drasha of kol shetiyav tilcho, is only when the chefze is a dova hamatov. So even if it happens by itself, even if a nochri did it, there was no ma'isa to it. The chefze is a dova hamatov.
If you say like that, that kosher tiyafet chalim chayit in deraisa and devarim on the chefetz is devarim matua, so then it's circular rabbis b'chalav.
Because b'chalav is circular. Why?
We learn out the iser. We learn out the iser of eating b'chalav b'chalav from the fact that kosher tiyafet lecha.
Yeah.
But
you have a pasuk, lo sabash al gadi, you're not allowed to cook pasuk.
That's cooking, that's Nesir Pula.
No, so the Tanoim understood, that's Ravashi understood, that lo sabash al gadi means Torah doesn't want you to create such a situation. Not just that it's a maisa bishul that's awesome. Torah does want you to create basa b'chalav. Rabbi Kivega quotes from the Shari Dura, I mentioned before, that if a nachar had to cook basa b'chalav and he asked me to reheat it, so he quotes that the Shari Dura seems to say that it's mutter, that there's no isa bishul. Bishul achad bishul. In Hilchos Shabbos is a discussion, different kind of bishul achad bishul. That the only time you violate Melechos Shabbos is if you take raw flesh that's not edible and you cook it. You take raw potatoes that are not edible and you cook it. What if you already cooked the potatoes? You cooked the flesh before Shabbos. Then on Shabbos you reheat it. So that's ain't bishul achad bishul because it's already very lachila. So that's questionable whether that would apply to basa b'chalav. Let's say I take flesh that was cooked already. Instead of taking raw meat, I take meat that was cooked already, have cooked meat. And then I have milk, let's say someone cooked the milk already, fine, then I cook together the meat and the milk. You would say, ain't bishul lach habishul. So there are those who say, a whole discussion in Achreinim, the beginning of Simen Pezayin, there are those who say, ain't bishul lach habishul, you don't get malchus for cooking basa b'chalav because ain't bishul lach habishul. Others disagree and they hold that ain't bishul lach habishul only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Because in Shabbos you need malachas mashev, is that you should accomplish something. So if you cook flesh that was already cooked, you're heating. You're not cooking the flesh, you're reheating it. You're not cooking, once the potatoes were cooked, they're not raw anymore, so you're reheating the potatoes. That's not called bishul. So that's only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, and in Basa B'chalav, you wouldn't apply that rule. That's not machlok, you wouldn't apply the rule of ein bishul achad bishul. But Rebbe Kivega quotes from the Shari Dura, Svara, that the Yisra of bishul Basa B'chalav means not to create a cheftza of Basa B'chalav. So once someone already created the Basa B'chalav, you reheat it, so that's mutter. There's no isa bishul basa b'chol. So that's the pashup shat in the Gemara. That's how the Tanaim understood Ravashi, and he's going to quote the other Gemaras like that. That's how the Tanaim seem to have understood the prohibition of Lo Savashal Gili B'chalim Yaman, not to create a Cheftza of Basa B'cholim. So once the Torah, once the nature of the Yisra Bishul is not to create a Cheftza of Basa B'cholim, means that that Cheftza is a Dovah HaMetuav. So then we say that it's included in the Yisra of L'Selchon Kol Toyeh, but there's an Yisra Achila. You're not allowed to eat it. It's not circular because you start with the nature of the Yisra Bishul. He's the premise of the whole drasha of Ravashi is that he understands that the nature of the Yisra Bishul is not to create a Cheftza of Basa B'cholav. If he would have assumed that there's an Yisra Bishul Basa B'cholav, every time you cook Basa B'cholav, you're right around the same Yisra, then the whole drasha doesn't get off the ground. Then you're not saying that Basa B'cholav is a Dava HaMetuav. The whole drasha is based on the assumption that Ein Bishul Lacha Bishul B'Basa B'cholav. Once he already created Basa B'cholav, and you cook it again a second time, there is no Yisra. So that's a Dava HaMetuav. So he says, Memela, it's covered with the din of... The Gemara continues to discuss, and how do you know that it's also Bahanoah? That's a machlokes hatanoim. Is it also Bahanoah? Is Basa B'cholav also Bahanoah? The Gemara in the next daf quotes that the Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. Here, take a look on Kuf Tezayin Amid Aleph, around 15 lines from the top. If you look on the right hand margin, it says the Kiddushin Nun Zayin B'chor is Davov Menachas Dav Kuf Aleph. What's it doing in Kiddushin Dav Nun Zayin? The end of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says there are three ways to make Kiddushin. There's Kesef, Shtar, Bia. So Kiddushin Kesef, Ashove Kesef is all the same, has to be Shove Pruta. And if it's Isuri Hanoah, then the Kiddushin is not Chal. So the Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin gives you a whole list of all of the Isuri Hanoah. So a list of Basa B'cholav, Kloya Kerem, Orla, Seir Nazir, Petach Hamor, a whole list of Yisuri Hanoah. So the Gemara there discusses each one of them. How do you know that it's also Bahanoah? Does everybody agree that it's also Bahanoah? So they quote there, this price, Reb Shimon, Med Yehudah, Med Mishum, Reb Shimon, quotes in the name of the Tana Reb Shimon, Baichoy, Basa B'cholav, Asa B'chila, Muta Bahanoah. Reb Shimon disagrees. All that Basa B'cholav is Muta Bahanoah. So we don't pass on like that. We pass on that Basa B'cholav is also Bahanoah. Why is it Takis so? Why, we'll have to discuss this soon. Why is it the Mishnah says if you mekadesh an isha with Yisuri Hanoah, so the kiddushin are not chal? Why should that be so? The Mishnah at the end of the second parak in kiddushin. So there are three biurim that the Rishonim give. Why is kiddushin the Yisuri Hanoah ainim kodeshes? So some Rishonim say that Yisuri Hanoah reina shaloi. You can't have any bailas on Yisuri Hanoah. Other Rishonim disagree. Why can't you have bailas? I had flesh and I had milk, it used to belong to me, and then by accident it got cooked together. All of a sudden I lost my ownership. Why should it be Enish Ali? So other Rishonim say, no, it's Ena B'shusa. That's how the Tzayis HaChoshen likes that. He thinks that it is Shaloi, but it's Ena B'shusa. Because what does B'shusa mean? What's an example of something that Shali, the Ena B'shusi? So the Gemara has, let's say, Gozov L'Nesiyasha HaBayla. The Gemara quotes Machlek Zav Yechna V'Shlokish. In Baba Kama and Dafayin Test, the Gemara has this machlekes. Someone stole my behemoth, and I don't know where it is. I don't have access to it. It still belongs to me. It's Shali, but it's Ainu B'shusi. I don't know where in the world it is. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Shnei Meinu Mecholim Hagdisha. Zelefi Sheinu Shaloi, Zelefi Sheinu B'shusi. The Ganef doesn't own the behemoth. So of course, he doesn't have the ability. Ishki Hagdish is based on a Beishah Shalav, Kol Shalav. It doesn't belong to you. What about the Nignav? The Nignav is the owner of the stolen behemoth or the stolen automobile, whatever it is. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say the Nignav can also not be Magdashit? So he learns that from Psukim. Rabbi Yechanan learns that from Psukim that in order to be considered a full Bailim, you have to have Shaloi Ubishusa. If you own something and you don't have access to it, Shaloi Beinu Bishusa, so your Bailis is incomplete. So then the Gemara has a whole discussion. The Gemara shows it's really a Machlekes Hatanoim. In the Mishnah Maseches Maaseh Sheni, and the Machlek Zav Yechna Reish Lakish simply is which Tana's opinion should we accept? Should we paskin like that Tana that in order to be considered a full Bailim you need Shaloi B'shusai? Or do you say no, even if it's Shaloi in a B'shusai, he's still considered a full Bailim? So we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, we paskin like that Tana. And Reish Lakish decided to paskin like the other Tana. We paskin in order to be considered a full Bailim you need Shaloi U'B'shusai. So many Rishonim and Achrayim hold that Yisuri Hanoah are Shaloh. Why should you say Yisuri Hanoah, not Shaloh? There is such an opinion. But the others disagree. Mehechetesa. Why should the Tanaim say such a wild idea? Sari Hano Nachalai say it is Shaloi. The only thing is that it's Eina Bishusa, just like if someone stole the behemoth from me, someone stole my automobile. So I don't have access to it. So because I don't have access, it's Eina Bishusa, so my bailus is incomplete. So even if you have, I have Basta Bechalib in the house, and it's Shali, but it's also Bahano, so also I don't have access to it. I have in Mitzias, if I want to violate the Din HaTorah, I'll be able, I have the ability to. But the Torah ties my hands, and the Torah doesn't allow me to get Hanoah from my property. And whenever you have something that's also Hanoah, so that's called Eina Bishus. That's how the Tzais HaChashin prefers that sheet. He claims that that's the Iker, that Isuri Hanoah, you can't be Mekadosh Anisha, it's not because it's Eina Shaloi, it's rather that it is Shaloi, but it's Eina Bishus. So your bailus is incomplete, and therefore you cannot be Mekadosh Anisha, because you can't be Maknet to somebody else. By Kedusha Keset, that's the only case. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Kedusha is talking Kedusha Keset. So if you have Keset, Shava Keset, that's also Bano. So the Mishnah says, Eina Mekudeshes.
It still retains Shava Keset, though. It still retains the title of Shava Keset, even though it's a Bano.
Yeah. And then the third sheet in the Rishayim is no. Yisuri Hanoah is Shaloi, and it is Beshusoi. Why should you say a behemoth that somebody else stole is Eina Beshusoi? Because the Mitzias, you don't know where it is, so you don't have access to it. But if you have Basa B'chalav in the house, I have access to it. An observant Jew is not going to violate the laws of the Torah. But it's still, how can you say that it's Eina Shaloi or Eina B'shusai? It is B'shusai. It's in his B'shus. He can easily violate the Din HaTorah. He'll go to Gehenim, but he has the ability to violate the Din HaTorah. So that's why others disagree. They say it is Shaloi and it is B'shusai. And so why can't you be Mekadosh Anisha with it? So what's wrong? So they say because it's not Shavu Pruta. Because how do you determine the value of any item? So the Gemara says, Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. If you were to sell it in the marketplace, how much would you get for it? So true, if you'll sell it, I have basa b'chalav, I'll sell it to a nochri, I'll make a lot of money on it. But you're not allowed to. It's also b'ano, you're not allowed to sell it. When you sell it, you get paid money. That's a violation of Isuri Hano. So that's what other Rishonim hold. Rashi in a lot of places writes like that. That if you're mekadosh anisha with Isuri Hano, zeinim kodeshes, because it's not shava pruto. Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva where he claims that the Yerushalmi supports Rashi Shita. He has a Yerushalmi in Psochim. The Gemara says in Psochim, if one is Mekadosh Anisha, Bechomitz B'Pesach, the Kedushan are not Chal, because also Chomitz B'Pesach is also Machlekes HaTanayim, whether it's also Ba'ano. Just like over here, Reb Shimon denies that Basa B'Galav is also Ba'ano. So the Gemara in Psochim quotes Reb Yosef Aglili, says, Tamei Al Atzmecha, what are you talking about? Chomitz B'Pesach also Ba'ano? Nayazach never heard of such a thing. But the accepted opinion is not like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. We pass Chametz B'Pesach is also Ba'anoah. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to walk by a Goyish bakery on Pesach in order to smell the fragrant smell of the freshly baked bread, the cake and cookies, because you're getting Hanoah. Chametz Shal Nachri is also Ba'anoah. So if you're walking to Shul and you walk by the bakery, so what can you do? So that the Gemara calls himself Meyefshav Aloy Kamachab, and that's not called getting Hanoah. But if the fellow crosses the street, he crosses the street specifically in order to smell the smell of the freshly baked the bread. So that the Rambam says that's a violation of Yisrael Hanoah. Chametz B'Pesach is also Ba'anoah. So the Yerushalmi comments on that din. The Gemara in the Bavli has a few times in Mekadosh Anisha. Chametz B'Pesach is Eina Mekudeshes. So some Rishonim say because Chametz B'Pesach has Ba'anoah is Eina Shaloi. Others say no, it is Shaloi Eina B'Shusoi. Rashi always writes that it's not Shavu Pruta. So the Yishalmi writes that if you mekadosh b'chametz b'pesach, it's ainu mekudeshes. Moshe l'madav adoyme. So they give a moshel. A guy has a bag of potato chips, very salty potato chips. So if he sells it in the Nagel's Bagels, so he's going to get a lot of money for it. Someone's going to buy it. What if they're on a desert island, and they're sitting there for 3 days already, and there's hardly any water? So who wants to buy salty potato chips? So even though these salty potato chips, if you would be in civilization, if this is called civilization, if you'd be where people have a lot of soda and water to drink and everything, so people, I can make a dollar on this bag of potato chips, but if you're in a place where there's no water to drink, so no one's going to want to buy his potato chips. So the din is, there's a mission in the end of Erech, and Ein Lehegdash El Mekoma V'Shaita. When you're assessing the value of an item, it's determined by kamahu shavalim kabashuk, how much would it sell for, bosa mokam or bosa zman. Not in Russia, this would sell, the computer would sell for five times as much. or the automobile in South Africa would sell for much more. In Africa, it would sell for 10 times as much as it sells in New York, this automobile. Years ago, they had a bunch of ganavim who were stealing automobiles in New York and shipping them to Africa and selling them for 10 times the value. I was one of those automobiles that was hijacked. And they were about to send it to Africa, and the police caught all the ganavim and they left it here. So the owner got his automobile back. So the value of the automobile, the value of anything depends b'osa makom b'osa zman. How much would this thing sell for now in this community? Not how much would it sell for, let's say, a fur coat in the winter sells for more than a fur coat in the summertime. Well, summer clothing in the summertime, they charge more than they do if they're selling the summer clothing in the wintertime. The Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about this. If you have items that have a diff in the first parak in Bava Kamma, around Daf Zayin or so. So the Gemara has there certain items, Shava Kesef, different seasons of the year. It sells for different amounts of money. So the Shavi Salpidin is Kamma Hu Shava Lim Kamba Shuk, Bosa Makama Bosa Zman. To sell it in this city and today, not to wait another 6 months. That's the mission in the end of Erechin, that when Hegdish, someone's donating something to Hegdish, and they want to auction it off to the highest bidder. So the Gizbar has to decide what's the minimum bid that he's going to take. So he doesn't want anybody to cheat Hegdish. He wants to make sure that he gets the right value. So the right value says, Ein la Hegdish ala mekom ovishaito. How much is it worth today in this city where it happens to be located? Doesn't matter that another city could get more money. Or in different season of the year, he can get more money. No, the Gizbar is not violating his responsibility if he sells it for the price that it sells for today. So that's what the Yerushalmi said. That's what the Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva, where he says the Yerushalmi holds like Rashi, that the reason if you're Mekadosh and Isha with the Suri Hano is Eino Kudesha, so he says that Rashi denies both. Rashi doesn't hold that it's Eino Shaloi, and Rashi doesn't hold that it's Eino Bishusoi. It is Shaloi, it is Bishusoi, but it's not called Shavei Pruta. Why? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to charge money for it. If you sell it, you're getting Hanor from it. So even though a Chiloni would sell it, you'll get a Nochri who's going to buy it. It's also Banor for Jews, for Nochrim is Mutta Banor. If the person is non-observant, he will sell it. But since Al Pidin, he's not allowed to sell it, so it's considered, how do you establish the value of any item? Kamahu Shavu Kamashu, Bosamokam, Bosazman. So the thing is also Banor, so that's why it's not considered Shavu Prutam. That's how Rashi seems to say. That's in the Mishnah. The Yankiv says the Yerushalmi holds like that. That's what Yerushalmi gave the mashal with the potato chips. If you have a bag of potato chips that sells for $1 in Shanim Kitikunam, and then you're going to sell this bag of potato chips on a desert island where they have no water to drink, so no one's going to want to buy it. So that's what Yerushalmi says. That's why Yisuri Ano is Eini Mekodesh, because it's like a bag of potato chips. Ein Lehegdesh Ein Lemekomu Veshaita Bosa Mokam Bosa Zman. So Nachum also, there's a Machlekes Hatanoim where the Bosa Bechol of is Asabana Mutabanra. The Mishnah say beferish that it's Asabana. We have not accepted the opinion of the Tana Reb Shimon. Just like in Sochem, we have not accepted the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who says that the Chametz B'Pesach is Mutabanra.
So Rashi, when Rashi says it's not isn't it the derech to be arrived to the fact that it doesn't have a violence on it? Meaning, if the fact that it's Asabana, therefore there's no violence, there's no Shabbat Pruta, you can't sell it.
No, you can have bailus on pachas from Shavu Pruta. We have gemaras like that. Rav Soloveitchik was always fond of proving that you can have a bailus on something that's less than a Shavu Pruta. The gemara says when you make a kabbalas kinyan sudar, so you have to give a kli, but kind of a kli, afal pishem bo Shavu Pruta. You can give a kli even though it's not Shavu Pruta. The gemara has to be bekelev shalkaina. So you see that the kli belongs to me even though it's not a Shavu Pruta. You can have bailus on less than a Shavu Pruta. But Yisuri HaNoah is worse though. So some Rishonim Holy Sar HaNoah is Eina Shaloi. Others say no, it is Shaloi, but it's Eina B'Shusai. That's what the Tzoyz likes that. Tzoyz pushes for that sheet. It's Eina B'Shusai. And the others think it's totally not correct. It is Shaloi, it is B'Shusai. It's just that it's not Shavu Prut. Three different sheetas in the Rishonim. It's a big Nafkamina Halacha L'maisa. Nafkamina comes up B'Zman HaZeh more than it ever came up before. Let's say the father was not a Shemir Mitzvah, and the father has a house full of Chometz. And he dies in the middle of Pesach. So what is the son supposed to do with the chametz? So do you say the minute the father dies, the son is in violation of Bayura by Matzei? Because now the chametz belongs to him? What do you say? No. Chametz with Pesach is a Suri Hano. Suri Hano is Eina Shaloi. Eina Shaloi. So it's a chiddush that the father violates Bayura by Matzei. The Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Menem Shusha Shalodom. So Gemara Msochem and Gemara Baba Kamish. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Shnei dvar meinim b'shusa shalom ason hakosav kilehim b'shusa. So one of them is chametz b'pesach. So a lot of Rishonim say chametz b'pesach is really ena shaloi. The Gemara's lashon is ena b'shusa shalodim. So that's what the Ktzais emphasizes. It's even the Gemara that it is shaloi, it's just that it's ena b'shusa. But other Rishonim say no, ena b'shusa is a melitza, it just means ena shaloi, it doesn't belong to him. So why is the father violated by Rabbi Matz? Aso hakosav kilehim b'shusa. That's a chiddush haTorah, that even though by definition chametz b'pesach is asaman asa, by definition it should be ena shaloi. If it's ena shaloi, so it's not by Rabbi Matzah. So that's a chiddush haPasuk, that is in violation of Bali Rabbi Matz. That's the father is in violation. The father dies in the middle of Pesach. It was ena shaloi. So the son doesn't yarshin. The son doesn't yarshin it. If the father only has what we may call a kinyan iser, it didn't really belong to the father. Just it belongs to the father with respect to violation of Bali Rabbi Matz. So the Gemara has a lashon in Gittin. Isura lamoris inish libre. Kinyan iser doesn't go birush. Only a kinyan mama goes birush. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this whole big machlekes achrayim, the chagankev, the nedi bihur, a lot of achrayim, and the whole machlekes is based on the machlekes and the rishonim. Those who hold that yisur hanar ena shaloi. So if the father, the non-observant father, dies in the middle of Pesach, and he leaves it birusha to the son, so if it was ena shaloi, the father said doesn't go birusha, so the son doesn't have any problem. But it's going to be also ba'ano. It's chametz shavu la pesach. So the son is going to have to dispose of it. Ultimately, he's going to have to throw it out in the garbage. But doesn't have to run right away. The minute the father does, doesn't have to run to burn the chametz. There isn't any bali rabbi matzah because it doesn't go birusha. But according to the other rishonim, that it is isuri hano arshalo. But it's just that it's ain't a b'shusay. That's the shita that the ktzais achayshim prefers. In the end of the last page in the ktzais and the chayshim mishpat, that's the shita that he likes. So we say that it is shalai, the other thing is ena b'shusa, so it's like a stolen behema. So if a man dies, somebody stole his behema, and then he dies, so the behema goes birusha to the yorshim, just because it was ena b'shusa, and the father had an incomplete bala, doesn't prevent yerusha from setting in, it goes birusha. The Mishnah talk about that. A man, someone stole my behema, and then I die, so it goes birusha to my yorshim. The Ferishim Mishnah is like that. So then if you say like that it is it is shaloi, just that it's ena b'shusai, or you say it is shaloi and it is b'shusa, just that it's not shavipruta. So then the son has to run. The son who's the bal tshuva has to run right away. The minute the father dies, he has to run and burn the chametz to make sure he doesn't violate bal yiroi bal yimotzeh. So getting back again, so there's the machlekes where the basa b'chalav is asa b'ano. So the accepted opinion in all the mishnayos and shulchan aruch clearly is that basa b'chalav is asa b'ano. Okay, so the gemara says, how do you know that basa b'chalav? You Rav Ashi just established from the pasuk that it's also b'achila. So the Gemara is mainly ela b'achila. We're on kuf yudal on the base, right smack in the center of the omud, right in the middle. The line begins with the words ve'en li ela b'achila. B'hanoa minayin. How do you know that basa b'chala is also b'hanoa? That's the accepted opinion. We pasken against Rav Shimon. We pasken that basa b'chala is also b'hanoa. So he says the answer is kidei Rabbi Abohu. Rabbi Bo has a drasha that kol mokim shenem ala yochel asochel ala sochel echad yisra achila v'echad yisra anor b'mashma ashiyifat lach hakosim kedar tshel par lachot b'nevela. What does it say by nevela? It's all in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk starts off l'asochel kol ta'eva, and then it gives you nevela and treifa and dam and chelev and beimet tamei and oif tamei and dak tamei. All the macholos asuras are listed. So it says l'asochel kol nevela l'gerosh ha'vashech detana b'achola o'mochol anochri. That's what you do with the nevela, yeah. How do you give the nevela to a ger? The ger can't eat the nevela either. So obviously it's not talking about a ger tzedek. There's a ger tzedek and there's a ger toisha. The ger tzedek is a non-Jew converted. So that's a ger. A ger is not allowed to eat non-kosher food, just like a Jewish person. He's obligated to observe all the mitzvahs atara. But if he's a ger toisha means a nochri who accepted upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. That's all. Has to accept in the presence of three Jewish people that he's going to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. This is a Pella. What does this mean? Avni Nezer and others, Rabbi Yosef Tengel, others discuss, what do you mean? He's Mekabla upon himself to observe. He's Mechuyev, he's Mitzvah V'yosef. He's Mitzvah V'yomed. From the days of Noach, all the non-Jews are obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So what is going to add on? That he's going to be Mekabla upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So that's a serious question. that these the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about that, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has a tshuva about that. They discuss what's added, but there is such an institution, a nochri, who is a mekabel upon himself to observe the Shem Minitzes Benech, that ben kovako he's obligated to observe. So he has a special status of a ger toshav. Mazeh ger toshav. Ger toshav means im chayesha biker becha. Normally, you're not permitted to allow a non-Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. Layeshav v'yartzach ha-pen yachtiu oischali. You're not permitted to allow any non-Jew, even if it's not Oibar Avedazar, not permitted to allow any non-Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. But if he's mekabel olav shev mitzvahs b'ninoyach, then it says in the pasuk, im chayesha biker becha. You can allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we call him a ger. Toshav. Toshav means he may live in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Ravid quotes the Sifrei, even the Ger Toshav, whom we allow to live in Eretz Yisrael, he's not allowed to live in the cities, only allowed to live on the farms. Apparently the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. It's a bigger mitzvah to live in the cities. I don't know, the cities are full of sin, the farms are less averis. But that's you have halachas like that, that the cities in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the farms. And therefore, even the Ger Toshav, the Imcha Yesha Bikebecho, but not Be'orim, only Basaris. Which even Mizman is that? The cities have. Yeah. I thought, what do you mean Mizman is that? Yeah, the cities have more Kedusha than the farm. The only question is there Ger Toshav Mizman is that? That's another question. Is there Ger Toshav? The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, and the Raman quotes it, that Ger Toshav is only Noig Bizman Shah Yovel Noig. Bizman Shahina Yovel Noig, there's no din of Ger Toshav, based on Psukim and Chumash. So the Pashto says that Bizman is you can't have any Ger Toshav. Can't have any Ger Toshav. How come Yovel is not observed Bizman is that? It's already many years that Yovel has not been observed. The Gemara says towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, before the Churban Bais Rishon, they no longer observed Yovel. Why not? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, connection with Yovel, across him draw bars l'chol yashvel. What happens in Shnas HaYovel? The Eved Ivri is freed. Whether he's Tochsheish or he's an Eved Nirtza, Eved Ivri goes free. And the Sadas Achosus lebalein b'Yovel. Whoever has a stay mikne that's not a stay achuza has to give it back to the rightful owner by whom it'll be a stay achuza. So the pasuk says, across him draw bar to chol yashvel, that's on freeing all the people. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. I'm from Philadelphia. We used to go all the time to visit the Mekaymus HaKdoshim, so we used to visit the Liberty Bell on Shabbos afternoon. So the Liberty Bell was commissioned to be made by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to represent the state of Pennsylvania. So that's why they decided to put the pasuk. And then the other 12 colonies decided, what a nice idea. So they all decided they're going to adopt this. That's going to be the representative. The Liberty Bell is going to represent all the 13 colonies. So that's why it has that pasuk, because the Jews in Pennsylvania decided that it was made in Europe and it was brought over and it got cracked on the way. So that's the Liberty Bell. So that pasuk is a very important pasuk. Cross him, draw bars, l'chol yashveha. The Gemara says only bizman shekol yashveha oleha. So towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon, before the Churban Bais Rishon, the Gemara says in Erechin, the end of Erechin, already the dinim of Yovel no longer applied, because if you didn't have kol yashveha oleha, because there was already a golus from some of the Shvatim, already went into golus. Even though the overwhelming majority of the Klal Yisrael still lived in Eretz Yisrael, because there was a little bit of Golos of some of the Shvatim, so the Din of Yovel didn't apply. So many Rishonim say, Machlekes and Gittin, many Rishonim say that the whole period of the Bais Sheni also there was no Yovel. Others disagree. But Bizman is official, we don't count Yovel. Every seventh year we observe Shemitah. We don't even count Yovel as a blank year, let alone we don't observe Yovel. That's out of the question. We don't even count it as a separate year. The Rambam says, even though you don't observe it, you should count it as a blank year. And then that's how the Rambam thinks the din should be. Then he said, but we don't follow what I say, we follow the tradition from the Gaonim. Even though the Rambam thinks it doesn't make sense, he says, we follow the Masorah. The Masorah is that we don't count Yovel as a blank year. So we don't observe Yovel at all. We don't count it as a separate year, because we don't have Kol Yashveh HaOlam. So let's say there was a Nochri who became a Ger Toshav before the Golus of the Shnei Shvatim. In the middle of the period of the Bais Rishon, before the Golos of the Shnei Shvatim, before the last couple of years, before the last 30 years. So once you have the Golos of the Shvatim and Yovel no longer applies, So he loses his status as Ger Toishav. What do you say? No, it means you can't be Mekabel a Ger Toishav. You can't put together a Bezin to be Mekabel a Ger Toishav. If someone already was a Ger Toishav from before, so Mestama, his status as Ger Toishav will probably still remain. It will remain a Ger Toishav, but it's already so many years. Since Yovel is no longer known. So we don't have anybody alive from 2,500 years ago. There's nobody alive who was Mekabel status of Ger Toishav then. Is there anybody who can become a Ger Toishav without thus being Mekabel him? In other words, we're saying there is no din, that Bizman Sheni Yovel Nag, there's no din of Ger Toishav. You can't be Mekabel a Ger Toishav. Is there anybody who can sneak in, who can become a Ger Toishav without a Kabbalah? That we can say that kind of Ger Toishav we can have Bizman Hazeh. So that's there used to be a big tzaddik, a holy tzaddik, Rav Kook, Avraham Yitzchak HaKung, the first chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. So he, when he did the Het HaMechira for the Shnas HaShmitah, people make a mistake, they think he invented the Het HaMechira. He wasn't such a genius to invent the Het HaMechira. Het HaMechira is from the 1600s. And then when they started the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael again at the end of the 1800s, so those in need of the Het HaMechira, so the Badatz in Yerushalayim was first deposed. They recommended no one should use Het HaMechira. Then they realized people died and behemoths died. There was a Hefsid Merubah the first Shemitah. So they told the farmers that second Shemitah they should use Het HaMechira, but we don't want to do it. So they told them to go to the Rav in Yafo. The Rav in Yafo was, what was his name? He was the one who put out all the Sfarim from the Groh. He was from the Talmidei Talmidei HaGroh. So after he died, they took a new rabbi for Yafo, so it fell into his lap. The rabbi, he garshened it like, whoever's the rabbi of the Young Israel Flatbush has the responsibility to maintain the Erev. Whoever's the rabbi in the Jewish center in Manhattan has the responsibility to maintain the Manhattan Erev. That's a Yerusha. Whoever takes over, so whoever took over the Rabbonis in Yafo, that's part of the condition. Whoever is the rabbi in Yafo has to take over the Yerusha to do the Het HaMechira. So Rav Kook writes that he was unhappy about the whole thing, but that's part of his job. Whoever's the rabbi in Yafo has to do the Het HaMechira. So he writes that one of the members of his Bezdin had this einfall that they should solve one of the problems. They should instead of selling Eretz Yisrael to an Arab who's a Nochri, a Stam Nochri, and there's a question, maybe it's a violation of Lois Hachonim, there's a pasuk in Dvarim that says Lois Hachonim. And it's a very difficult pasuk. How do you translate the words Lois Hachonim? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, has three interpretations. That's relevant for this sugya that we're just about to learn here. The Gemara has three interpretations of that pasuk. All three are accepted la'alocha min haTorah, three yisurim included. So one yisur Lois Hachonim is le'yisur chein be'enecha miloshen chein. You're not permitted to praise an ochri. If you praise this baseball player, and you're going to make him into your hero, so you're gonna you will look up to him so much. We're afraid that you may decide to pattern your style of living after the way he lives, which is not the best. That's not the way we would want you to lead your life. So you're not permitted to praise a Nochri. You have a Nochri professor, and you say, "What a gewaldiger professor he is!" If the other students want to know, should they take this professor, that professor, Snagel and Mises? You got to tell him he's better, even though he's the Nochri. You got to tell him he's the better one. But some to praise Shalom Tzorach, you're not allowed to praise. He wrote such a wonderful book on philosophy, he made such a beautiful building, he made such a nice base medrash, whatever. So you're not allowed to praise an ochri because we're afraid that most human beings are followers, and they're going to follow the drachim of the ochri. So that's one iser there, I see. Lo silchanim, lo iser chen beinech. Then the Gemara has another iser, lo silchanim, lo shen chinam. You're not permitted to give a matnas chinam to an ochri. That's what we're going to get to soon. It gets involved in this sugya, machlegs ha-meir rebutit. So we pass on like that. You're not permitted to give matas chinam to an ochri. And the third, that's miloshen chinam. Loisel chanei miloshen chinam. Then the third pshat the Gemara has is miloshen chanoya. That loisel chanei loisitan lehem chanoya bikarka. You're not permitted to sell a house to an ochri in Eretz Yisrael or to rent an apartment to an ochri in Eretz Yisrael. Miloshen chanoya. So we pass on all three are included. There's one pasuk and has three different levels of interpretation. The word sichonim is miloshen chen, miloshen chinam, miloshen chanaya. They're all three are the same. So the yisur lo sichonim lo sitlam chanoya bekarka, that only applies to stam anochri. What if the anochri is a ger toishav? So then there's no yisur. Him chayesha biker becha. So we are permitted to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. We assume there's no yisur to sell a farm to a ger toshim, to sell a farm to a nochri. Even though Tosfos points it, even though the psukim seem to be talking about the zayin umas, it says lo sechanim on the zayin umas. So Tosfos shows Tosfos and Abed Izar in the first perek shows from the Mishnayos that lo sechanim is not restricted only to the zayin umas. Lo sechatan bam, the Gemara talks about zayin umas, but lo sechanim applies to all the nochrim except for a ger toshim. Once he's a ger toshim, so there's no way to lo sechanim. That was always one of the issues with the Het HaMechira. From the 1600s, when they made this Het HaMechira, the Sfardish Gedolim came up with this Einfam. It's not the fault of the Ashkenazim. The Sfardish Gedolim. That's why one of the Gedolim in the 1800s, Rabbi Shula Kutner, wrote in his Chubis, the Sfardish Gedolim, we can rely on them. He writes, Katonam Ovam Imosneinu, that their pinky is fatter than our waist. That we can rely on them. They came up with the Het HaMechira, so we can accept it with our eyes closed. That's Rabbi Shula Kutner writes in his Sefer. So when Rav Kook used the Het HaMechira, so he improved it. He introduced, and every 7 years they keep on improving, keep on introducing new chumras. So one of the chumras that Rav Kook introduced was, he writes in his Sefer, Shabbos Oretz, so he writes one of the Rabbanim in his Bezni, tells you his name. I don't remember the name, not such a prominent figure. So he says he gave a suggestion, instead of selling the land to Stam, a Christian who lives in Eretz Yisrael, they should dafke sell it to an Arab whom we know observes the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. So maybe he has a din of a Ger Toshav. Aye, but you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav B'zman She'enei Yovel Noyach. And this Arab is not this Yishmaeli. He's not 2,500 years old. He didn't become a Ger Toshav before the Churban Bayis Rishon. So he says, no, the din only says you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav B'zman Hazeh. But you can have a Ger Toshav if you have someone who became a Ger Toshav before, so Mr. Mahil remain a Ger Toshav. Well, he says, since everybody knows that the Arabs officially accept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nenach, so this associate of Rav Kook, the one who was in his bezin, made a suggestion that maybe you don't need an official Kabbalah Ger Toshav in the presence of the Bezin of Three. If it's everybody knows, the ganze Welt knows that the Arabs all observe, they may not observe, but they officially subscribe to all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So maybe you don't need the official Kabbalah B'fnei Bezin Shal Shloisha, and maybe you can have a Ger Toshav B'zman HaZadat. Just Halacha says you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav. So maybe these people don't need a Kabbalah. Maybe it's considered Kilu, they are Ger Toshav because we all know about it. Then he gets into trouble. So that's how you're going to solve your problem, if you're going to consider all the Arabs as Ger Toshav. So therefore, there's no issue of Loisachanam Lositlam Chanoi Bekarka. So then it should come out that Amir Eliakim is an Issa Deraisa. Because we usually, if you ask a Nochri to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanim. So we have a list of 15 Kulas. B'makam Chol Hashem Misakonim, B'makam Yishev Eretz Yisrael, B'makam Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, B'makam Tzad Balachayim. You have a whole list. Shvuz D'Shvuz B'makam Mitzvah. You have a whole list of Kulas that you have on Amir Eliakim, based on the assumption that Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanim. If you would have a case where Amir Eliakim would be an Issa Deraisa, so none of the Kulas would apply. The only Kula would be if you have a Pikoch Nefesh, a Safik Pikoch Nefesh. So in Shulchan Aruch, they point out, Amir Eliakim, if he's a Ger Toshav, is an Issa Deraisa. That's what it says in Aseres Adibah. So, Saska Malacha, Adinich Litech Avdach Mascha, V'Gercha Hashem B'Sherecha. Gercha Hashem B'Sherecha doesn't refer to a Ger Tzedek. If he's a Ger Tzedek, he's called Ato. Ato. The Torah speaks to all the Jews and all the generations. That's Ato. Bincha B'Techa Rashi and Chumash says they're talking about Ketanim before Bar Mitzvah. If they're after Bar Mitzvah, so they're also included in Ato. So Bincha B'Techa is an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to have your children before Bar Mitzvah do Malacha for you. The Ger Chavashav Sherech means there's an Issa Deraisa of Amirali Nochri, if the Nochri is a Ger Toshav. That's the whole Din Rabbanan. That's what he said. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, the Din Deraisa Tikkun. Whenever the Chachamim introduced the Din Rabbanan, so they always try to pattern it after a din deraisa. So where did they get such an einfal, Amir al-Nochri? The answer is, Amir al-Nochri is always an Issa deraisa. If the Nochri that you're asking to do the Melacha is a Ger Toshav, then it's a Pasuk in Aseres Adibos, V'Ger Chavishav Sherecha. So Midir Rabbanan, they extended it, not only is Amir al-Nochri also by a Ger Toshav, even by a plain Nochri, who's not a Ger Toshav, there's also an Issa deRabbanan of Amir al-Nochri. So Rav Kook got stuck, if he's going to consider this Hidur, that he's going to sell the Het HaMechira is going to sell the land in Eretz Yisrael to a Nochri who is an Arab, because we know that they all subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah. They don't all observe, but they all subscribe officially to the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, so they all have a din of a Ger Toishav, so they can't use any of the Arabs as a Shabbos Goy. You ask them to turn on the lights in shul, to do this, to do that. All the coolest that you have is all based on the assumption that Amir al-Nachri is only the Rabbanon. But if you say Amir al-Ger Toshav is the Raisa, that's a Pasuk, and you're going to say, all these Arabs, since we all know that they all subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah, they have a din of Ger Toshav, so it should come out that it's an Issa deraisa. So that's the difficult, that's the very gekvetched part of Rav Kook's tshuva. So he tries to kvetch a difference between the din of Ger Toshav vis-a-vis Amir al-Nachri on Shabbos, the din of Ger Toshav and the Ger Toloi Sechon. There's room to ding Zachstark. So he says, when I get to Amir al-Yakum, no, he's not a Ger Toshav, because that got to have a real Ger Toshav. But when I get to selling the land in Eretz Yisrael, since the whole reason is and we know that they all subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah, so since the Chumash gives the reason why, so wherever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole deal doesn't apply. So that's the questionable part. So this, the next Gemara is gonna pick on that theme. The Gemara of the Zohar Daf Chaf and Aleph says there's a machlokes satanoim, whether you accept that pshat loisachanim loisitan lehem matnas chinam. We say loisachanim has three levels of interpretation: miloshen chen, miloshen chinam, miloshen chanoya. So is that true that you're not permitted to give a matana to a nochri? So the Gemara says it's a machlokes satanoim. Machlokes are mere rebuta. This machlokes. The pasuk says, what do you do with nevela? You're not allowed to. Nevela means an animal that never had a shechita, a kosher animal that never had a proper shechita. Either died a natural death, or you shot it, or you shechted it, and there was a kilkel in the shechita. So the beim is a nevela. So it says, what do you do with the nevela? Lager Hashem Shecha Titneno. You should give it to a ger toishav. He's probably going to be in need of tzedakah, because he's a finer nochri. The Jews are not going to, he's not Jewish, so the Jews are not going to bend over backwards to take care of him. The non-Jew is probably going to disassociate themselves from this guy, because he appeared in front of a bezna of three Jews to accept upon himself to be a ger toishav, to accept the Sheva Mitzvah's v'nerach. So he's probably going to have a difficulty making a parnasa. So the Torah says it's a mitzvah l'hachayosa. That's the lashon that the Gemara has. It's a mitzvah l'hachayosa, means a mitzvah to give mitzadokah. Here you see three lines from the bottom of the Omud, Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Mitzvah l'achayosu. Ze atu mitzvah l'achayosu. By the Ger Toshav, you are mitzvah l'achayosu. And the Nochri, you're not mitzvah l'achayosu. Mitzvah l'achayosu means it's a mitzvah to give mitzvah. So the Pasuk says you should give. Doesn't mean that, let's say I have a slaughterhouse. And every day they slaughter behemoths. And the base, 15% of all the behemoths turn out to be nevelos. Chumras, whatever. So I have to give away, and I'm a multi-million dollar business. I have to give away 15% of all of my behemoths to the get toishav. That's unreasonable. You have to give so much tzedakah to the get toishav. It means a little bit. It doesn't mean you have to give every single nevela. It means it's a mitzvah lachyoso, if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, so you sell the nevelas to a nochri. If you can afford to give tzedakah, so this is a valid form of tzedakah. It's a mitzvah l'achiyosa to give tzedakah to the ger toishav. Or mochel anochri, or you sell it to anochri. What if you want to sell it to the ger toishav? I can't afford to give so much money. 15% of millions of dollars. I can't give so much to tzedakah. So you're permitted to sell it to a ger toishav. There's no shaila about that. But the shaila is the reverse. What about to give it as a gift to anochri, to an oivet avodah zar? Is it permissible to give a matana or mochel anochri? Machal anochri means to sell it to the nochri. What about titnano l'nochri? What about to give a matana? So that's the machlokes hatanoi. So the first time is Reb Meir. So he says, lo v'kachav minasini minayin. How do you know it's permissible to give a matana to the nochri? Tamalom titnano machal anochri. And what about, let's say, to a ger toishav, if you want to sell it? So he learns that from the pasuk. So everything is loved afk in the pasuk. You can either sell or give as a gift to either a ger toishav or to a nochri. There's a mitzvah to give if you can afford it. The mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toishav if he's in need. But you're allowed to charge money if you don't want to give, if you can't afford to give, and you're permitted to give the matana to the nochri if you so desire. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no. Whenever there's machlekes amei Rabbi Yehuda, aruba deruba, we pass amei Rabbi Yehuda, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda over here. You see that tzion on the Rambam. Dvarim kichsov, and leger ben esin, alav kichov ben mechira. What does it mean, dvarim kichsov? It has to be dafka like this, to the exclusion of what? So it doesn't mean, you look in the Rambam, it doesn't mean to the exclusion of selling to the Ger Toshim. Gesunte, you want to sell to the Ger Toshim, that's no Isser. The Gemara says in Abed Ezar, Daf Chof and Min Aleph, what he means to say is to the exclusion of Nesina to the Avik Achavim. You're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. And the Gemara says that that Brisa, there were three Brises that had the three levels of interpretation on the Pasuk Lo Sechonim. Miloshen Chein, Miloshen Matnas Chinam, Miloshen Chanoi, Lisitlam Chanoi Bekarka. So that brisa that says about matas chinam, that follows Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda meant dvorim kichsovim. The Teferis Yankiv on this Gemara, I said someone gave me Teferis Yankiv last night, so I was looking at it this morning. So the Teferis Yankiv on this Gemara asks, Apella on the Rambam. How come you look in the Rambam? The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam's supposed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And he doesn't paskin dvorim kichsovim. He only says, Let le'ovik achovim b'maton is aser. But he says Legir ben Mechira is muta. So he says the loyker Rabbeir, the loyker Rabbeir. So the pashtus is that that one's never a machlekes. Are you allowed to sell to a Gertosha? Of course you're allowed to sell to a Gertosha. Why not? That was never under debate. The all machlekes only was lenochri ben matana. Are you allowed to give a matana to a noch? Matan schinam. That's how it says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf and Men Aleph. The pashim shah. So that's what he finally says. First, Yankov said. First, he said a pella on the Rambam. How does he write the loike man? Not like Rab Meir, not like Rab Yudin. He said a pella on all the nice kelim. Nobody has the kasha. Murder is kasha. The answer is that's not the pshat in the Gemara. Dvarim kichsav doesn't mean so rigorous. Both of them are dafke. No, it means leger bin esino to the exclusion of a nochri. You're not allowed to give a matan schinim to a nochri. But love kacham bin mechira. That's love dafke. You can do the mechira to the ger toshav also. Just it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah if you can afford it. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toisha. So again. So what does this pasuk tell me? So according to Reb Meir, the pasuk tells me, if you would say it in your own words, what does that pasuk tell me? It tells me that nevel is mutabano. You might have thought it says lasachul kol nevela. You might have thought that lasachul means not only asabachil, asabano. So the pasuk says wrong. Lagerush abushachet tana b'chol amachal anochri. You can do whatever you want. You can either sell or give a matana, either to anochri or to a ger toshav. So the gist of the pasuk is that nevela is mutabano. So why does it have to say nevela is mutabano? So that's what Rabbi Bo says. Amar Rabbi Bo kol mokum shenem aleyachol lasachul lasachul. Whenever it says there's an isim achila, I would have understood on my own. Unless it says, according to Rab Meir, that's the Alfus. If the din would have been like Rab Meir, that would have been the mark. If you're all like Rab Yehuda, then you don't see anything. If you're all like Rab Yehuda, what does the pasuk tell you? It tells you that Nevela is mutabahano. Maybe I would have known on my own Nevela is mutabahano. The pasuk only says that Lasechel kol Nevela. It doesn't say it's also bahano. Just as also bachilo, maybe the pasuk is only needed to teach me this din that you're not allowed dvarim kechsavim, that you're not allowed to give it b'matana to a nochri. Hi, but you already have the pasuk lo sechonim. So why do you need twice the same pasuk? So Tosis and Avodah Zarah asks that. So Tosis probably says it over here also. So Tosis says no. If you wouldn't have had this pasuk, I would have never thought that lo sechonim has three levels of interpretation. Lo must speak two levels of interpretation. Lo sechonim iloshen chein. Now you tell me a third level of interpretation. You're not allowed to give matnas chinam. It should have been enough to give two levels of interpretation of both minatara. Who gives you the right to say a third level? So the answer is because you have a pasuk over here that says leger b'nesina lenochri b'mechira. And the mashmah says that it's only dvarim kichsavam. Dvarim kichsav means to the exclusion of a matane to the nochri. So that's what gives me the right to read into this pasuk. What do you need it for? Well, you already have a mocker from this pasuk. The Torah says no, to tell you that you have a lav. if you'd only learned from this, if you'd only know from Rabbi Yudis Pasik that says Dvarim Kichsavam, you would have said that if you give a matana to a nachri, there's an iser asay based on what you're supposed to do. You would know that there's a lois asay. Now that I have lois achanim, from this pasuk I see to give a matana to a nachri is aser. Based on the other pasuk I say, not only is it an iser from the mashmos apsukim, it's an iser lav as well. Lois achanim is hitlan matan schinam.
Why should the Gemara do all this cash and debts like Yelv Mechir of Nine? If we know it's cheat already, that the Chodet Valdavka, the Ger, Pasha that I can sell it to, so why did the Gemara ask?
Right, so that's the first Tana is Reb Meir, the second Tana is Reb Yudah. So the first Tana Reb Meir assumes like Rabbi Abo says, that whenever you have a pasuk that says either lo sochlu, or lo yochlu, or lo soichal, any one of these lashonos, so we would have normally assumed that echad isar achila ve'echad isar anor b'mashma. We would have assumed that both are included. So it should be also b'anor. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that it's muta b'anor. And that's what the pasuk tells me. Reb Meir holds that that's all the pasuk says. It just means nevel is mutabano. Any kind of anor you want, nevel is mutabano. It's only also bachila mutabano. And any other pasuk where it says layochel asachlo asachlo, it would have normally included also an isahano. But according to Rabbi Yudah, it's not so. The pasuk doesn't say that it's mutabano. The pasuk says certain anors are mutter and others are not mutter. You're not allowed to give him atona to a nochri. So I mean, nevela is also b'ano. No, nevela is not also b'ano. I know my own nevela is not also b'ano. There was no havamin in the first place, according to Rab Yudah. According to Rab Meir, you have Rab Abo's drasha. You see from Rab Meir that he's assuming that whatever it says, it should always include an isa hano, unless it says that it's muta, and that's what it says here. That's the gist that the pasuk is, that nevela is muta b'ano. According to Rabbi Yudah, there never was a half a minute to think that it should be also b'ano in the first place. Yeah, there was no shaila in the first place. That's the pasha. The first Yankev has a whole interpretation why he thinks that Dvarim Kechsavan includes also mechira to the ger toisha b'zasa. But that's against the Rama. The pasha pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is against it. He himself admits. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof and Aleph, quotes the three brises, the three interpretations of Lois Achanim. Gemara says the Tana who says Miloshem Matnas Chinam is Rabbi Yudah in this brisa that you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. So when Rabbi Yudah says Dvarim Kechsavim, doesn't mean to ask both Mechira to the Ger Toshav and Nesina to the Akum. It only Dvarim Kechsavim only asks one. The Nesina to the Akum is not allowed. A Matnas Chinam to a Nochri is not allowed. But there's nothing wrong with Mechira to a Ger Toshav. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah within reason. If you can afford it, then tzedakah even applies to the Ger Toshav. Mitzvah l'achiyosai. That expression, this is just derech agav, this lashon mitzvah l'achiyoso, in the context of this Gemara appears in a few mesichtas, this whole discussion. So in the context of the Gemara, the expression mitzvah l'achiyoso has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. It means a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the Ger Toshav. There is a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the Ramban is talking about Ger Toshav. So he says mitzvah l'achiyoso, and then he writes it together with the din that pikuach nefesh is deicha kol atarkula. So you get the impression from the Ramban as if he means to say that pikuach nefesh of a Ger Toshav is deicha Shabbos. So that's a big debate, whether that's the correct reading of the Ramban or the incorrect reading of the Ramban. There is no such Gemara. There is no such Gemara in all of Shas. The only place it says mitzvah l'achiyos means to give tzedakah. If you have a mitzvah to give tzedakah, avada you should save his life, but how do you know you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Pashtus is you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. There was a big Talmid Chacham, a big Rav in Toronto, put out a few svarim, Rabbi Price. So one of his big fat svarim on the smag. So in the first sefer, that's the way he read this Ramban, that pikuach nefesh of a ger toshav is doicha shamis. The pashtus is that it's probably not so. Based on the simple reading of the Gemara, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, Rabbi Abohu's drasha. Amar Abba Bo, Amar Abba Loza. Kamak Mishenamba Leichel Sachos Echadi Sachil Vachadi Sanoa. Hashivach Hakasa Gedash Badlocha Benevela is only if you all like Rabbi Meir. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, there's no drasha. According to Rabbi Meir, that's what the pasuk tells you, that nevela is mutabano. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't tell you nevela is mutabano. Sounds like there never was a habmin in the first place to say nevela should be osbano. So you don't need a pasuk to say muta. The pasuk is written to teach me dvarim kichsavim, that there's an isa matas chinam to anochri. But it's not needed to tell me. Could be that the pasuk is not needed to tell me that it's mutabano. So that's right away a question. If you look at the tziyunim in the Gemara, so they're mitzayin. If you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that matas chinam to anochri is asa. Because of that sugya and avodah zarah daf chaf, and now the Gemara says we accept all the three interpretations on the level of the rice and the pasuk loisachana. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Ram paskens like Rabbi Abba. Come welcome, Mishneh lo sechel lo yochel lo sechel lo sechel. Echad yis rachila v'echad yis ano b'mashma. So that's a problem. How can the Ram paskens like Rabbi Abba? The whole mocha Rabbi Abba is only all like Rabbi Meir. All like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no mocha for Rabbi Abba. When you have something that's also bahano, let's say basa b'cholim is also bahano. So what is an example of a violation of isuri hano? So let's say there's an isa gid an asher a pasuk in chumash. So there's a machlekes satanaim with the gid an asher, is muta b'ano or rasa b'ano. Let's see, where's this? It's like the gimel on the base. So the Gemara has a machlekes satanaim, machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon, we'll have to get to it. We'll have to learn some more Gemara. So the Gemara quote Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is always Reb Shimon by Choy, the same one who wrote the same author who wrote the Zohar. Dr. Belkin used to be the president of Yeshiva. So he said years ago, he doesn't think that Reb Shimon wrote the Zohar. He says, it's like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't write the Mishnah. So he edited the Mishnah. They were there from before. So he had Rayas. He claimed that the Zohar preceded the days of Reb Shimon Bayechai. He just edited the Zohar. It's all Zayin HaZohar. Okay. So either he authored the Zohar, he edited the Zohar, whatever it is. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion that the Gid HaNasi is also Bahano. And the Chachamim don't pass him like that. So the Gemara points out, and Tzadik Gimel on the basis of Mishnah, Shaleh Chodim Yerech L'Nochri, Shigid Anosha B'Soch, I send the whole side of an animal that has the Gid Anosha in the middle of it. I give it as a gift to the Nochri. And the Nochri appreciates it. How do I send the Matana to a Nochri? I say Matnas Chinam, and we pass the Matnas Chinam as Osir. So Tosis and Abed Zori asked Akasha. So Tosis answers, Tosis quotes a Tosefta. If it's a Nochri Hamakiro, then it's not called a Matnas Chinam. It's my next door neighbor. So my next door neighbor, sometimes I use him as my Shabbos Goy. Sometimes he helps me out other things. I sell my chometz to him. I used to sell my chometz to my next door neighbor. I used to give him a whole carton full of schnapps. And 10 minutes after I sold him the chometz, he drank up all the schnapps. I said, after Pesach, if you want to sell it back, I'll be happy to buy it. If you don't want to sell it back, it's okay. 10 minutes after, and he died from a liver ailment, from drinking so much schnapps. My mechira's chametz killed him. He drank so much schnapps. So if it's an ochri hamakiro, if it's an ochum, you know, let's say I have a maid. So if you have something trape, so you're allowed to give it to the maid. She'll, out of appreciation that we gave her a matan, it's not a matnas chinam, out of appreciation, she's going to do a better job, we assume. So that's what Tosis and Avodah Zarah quotes from the Tosefta. Whenever it's an ochri hamakiro, If I'm gonna give a matana, let's say the car stopped for a red light, and I'll ask him, "Are you Jewish?" Zokten, and I'm gonna give him some isuri hanoa. So that's not gold getting hanoa from it. Let's say I have by mistake I cut some basa b'chol. So what do I do with it? So if I give it to my maid, my non-Jewish maid, or if I give it to the next door neighbor, so the din is that basa b'chol is awesome hanoa. So if it's an ochri hamakiro, we assume it's gonna do me back a toiva. So you're not allowed to give it to an ochri hamakiro. And if you're going to stop all the cars by a red light and you're going to give it to the first person who doesn't seem to be Jewish, then it's a nisa matan schinam. So, manam shach, if you give, you have, by mistake, you have bas b'cholov, have anything that's awesome on us. You can neither give it to a Nachri Hamakir, nor give it to a Nachri Shein Hamakir. Give it to Nachri Hamakiro, so he's going to give you back something in exchange. He's going to do your Tev in exchange out of Hakaras HaTev. So that's considered getting Hana. If you give it to a Nachri Shein Hamakiro, you're not getting anything back in exchange, so then you're in violation of Matan Schinim. So here the Mishnah says, I'm permitted to send a whole Yerach, the whole side of the Behemah. The Gid Anosh is up on top of the leg. It's in the middle of the whole Yerach on top. No, it's not on the leg. It's all the way up on top. So if you give the whole Yerach to the Nachri with the Gid Anosh, he's going to appreciate it better than if you give him a Yerach that's cut up and you cut out the whole Gid Anosh from it. So the Mishnah says you're permitted to give this Matana to the Nachri because Gid Anosh is Mutabano. That's what the Gemara says in Sochem Davcha Beis. If you look on the right-hand margin, on Tzadi Gimel on the base, on that Mishnah on the bottom, Shalech Adam Yerach LeNachri, so the Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Psochim. There's a long sugya to establish which Yisuri Achila Mutabano, which Arasabano. The same sugya appears, much of it appears, the end of the second Perek in Kiddushin, when it says, you can't be Mekadosh Anisha B'Kesef or B'Shov B'Kesef, it's Yisuri Hanoa, so either because Zeyna Shaloi, Reni B'Shusa, not Shov Pruta, whatever. So the same sugya appears over there. They run through the whole list of all these Yisuri Hanoam. What are the psukim and which Tanoim agree and who disagrees? The whole Chad Gadya. So there in Psochim, the Gemara says that this Mishnah is teaching me that Gid Anosha is Mutabah Hanoam. Because by giving the whole Yerach to the Nachri, Kamoshehu, the Nachri is going to appreciate it more than if I would have given him a chopped up Yerach. So therefore it does say that I'm giving it to a Nachri Hamakiro. So I'm going to get back a benefit from it. I remember there was once there was some hotel in Washington area, Washington D.C., where they're going to have some big dinner, some annual dinner for some Jewish organization, and they wanted the OU to give the Hashgacha. The problem was that the National Boy Scouts were having their annual dinner the same day, mamish the same day, earlier in the day, and then this dinner was going to be at night. So how can you kashu all the, you have to kashu all the kelim. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait till the kelim arena ben yomo. You can't do Hagola when the Kli is Ben Yom. I have to learn that this year. You can't do Hagola within 24 hours after having used it for non-kosher. So they tried to convince the Boy Scouts the caterer will buy kosher meat. They won't choke. They give them kosher meat. It's okay. It'll cost a little bit more. So everything was okay till they said, but the kosher meat, you can't cut out the Gid Anosha. So that was the end. The Gid Anosha per se, we'll have to learn the Gemara. Gid Anosha per se doesn't make treif because they ain't be Gid Meroy Sintam. That's how the Machlekes HaTanayim. We pass when the Gid Anosha doesn't make treif the rest, and it wouldn't make treif the pat. But the Shuman Agid, the fat on top of the Gid, does make treif. Machlekes and Taisus, and we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that the Shuman Agid, which is Mutam and Ator, it's only Asa Mitam Minik, that's the Lashon Lemar, Shuman Agid, Yisrael Kedoshim, Noga Bo Iser, so that does make treif. So that was the end of the whole thing. The Boy Scouts would refuse to have their meal served with the Gid Anosha, the Shuman Agid Kara. So apparently, I wouldn't know what it's like, but apparently it's a big chashivas to have a whole steak with the Gid Anosha, with the Shuman Agid, everything there. They don't want to have it cut off. So that's the Mishnah says you're permitted to give the whole Yerach to the Nachri with the Gid Anosha, with the Shuman Agid, so you're getting Hanoah from that. So that's how we paskin that the Gid Anosha is Mutabah Hanoah. The Yesk on the Rambam, we'll have to learn later. Based on a sugya, the Rambam should have passed on that it should have been Asabano. It's a kasha. We'll have to see why. What does it depend on? So then in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef says maybe we should really be machmir the Gid Anosha is Asabano because the Rambam is really a difficult Rambam. Based on the sugya, really should have passed on the Gid Anosha is Asabano, or befrat that in the Zohar it says the Gid Anosha is Asabano. So maybe you should really be machmir for the Zohar. That's what the Bach said. What did he discover from the Zohar? The Gemara says Reb Shimon holds that it's Asmano. We know that the Zohar is quoted in the Gemara. That's Reb Shimon. So why does it make it more powerful? The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon and the Rama passing against Reb Shimon. So just because the Zohar was written by Reb Shimon, so I have another source that Reb Shimon says the same thing. That's the Bach's tain against the Beis Yosef. So the assumption is that if Gid Anosha would have been Asmano, if you would give a matona to a Nochri, of a whole Yerech of a behemoth with the Gid Anosha, he'll be Makar Toiva more than if I give him a Yerech. They will notice the difference. A Yerech with the Gid Anosha, Yerech without the Gid Anosha. So it's going to be a bigger Hakoras HaToiv. It's going to give me back a bigger benefit. So is that called a violation of the Yisuri Hanoam in HaToira, or is that only a violation of the Yisuri Hanoam in the Rabbanon? Let's say if you would hold like the Tana, Reb Shimon, like the Zohar, the Gid Anash is Asabano min HaTorah. So Gid Anash Asabano means, if I'll take the Gid Anash and I'll use it as a bracelet, I'll wear it. Or if I'll chew the Gid Anash, it's healthy for your teeth to chew Gid Anash. So I'll chew it for exercise for my gums. I'll be getting Hanor from the Gid Anash. I have a sack of Gid Anash and I'll sit on it. Instead of sitting on the floor, it's uncomfortable, so I have a whole sack of Gid Anash and I'll sit on them. So I'm getting Hanor from the Gid Anash. Or if I rub the Gid Anash on my skin. So I get some benefit out of it. It's good for my health or something. So I get direct benefit from the Gid Anash. What if I give a matana to the Nochri, Gid Anash, in exchange for that, he's going to be Makat Toiva, not only because I gave my whole Yerach, not only I gave my Yerach with the Gid Anash in it. It's a matana Yofa Miyod. Matana Yofa Miyod. So that would be, or let's say I sell a Gid Anash. I have, let's say, Basa Becholov is Asa Bahanoa Min HaTorah, we passed him. So if I sell Basa Becholov and I get paid money, so that's a violation of Isa Hanoa Min HaTorah. But he's saying, no, Yisra Noam and Atar, I take Basa B'chol and I rub it on my skin. Or I sit on the Basa B'chol and it makes my sitting more comfortable. Or I chew Basa B'chol and it's good for my gums or something. I get direct Anor from the Chayfetz itself. But if I sell it to someone else and he pays me money, I'll sell it to another and he pays me money. So is that a violation of Yisra Hanom B'diyaraiser? Or is that only a violation of Yisra Hanom B'diyarabonim? So the Poshe Pshat and Ar Gemara, what is it saying, Kuf Yudal and Mebeis? It says, "Omer Rabbo, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Komok Mishenem Loyochel Losoch Losoch Echris Achil Beichad Enis Anoa." How do you know? From Nevela, according to Rab Meir, according to Rab Yudah, you don't see anything. According to Rab Meir, you see, because the pasuk says that Nevela is Mutabano. Where does it say Nevela is Mutabano? It says, "Lagerush Avshachet Titnana Bacholam Ochel Anochri." You give it b'matana to the Ger Toishav, he's going to be Makat Toiva to me. Mistama, he'll do me tovus in exchange. Or machal anochi, I sell it to the nochi, I get money. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that if nevela would have been asa b'hanoa, that would have been a biblical violation of isuri hanoa. That's how Rabbi Bo, Amar Rabbi Bo, Amar Rabbi Loza, he establishes his klal. Kol mokam mishenem aloyoch losoch losoch echris achil echris hanoa, based on that pasuk. So you see that he understood the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. He seems to have understood that selling basa b'chalav is an isa deraisa. Basa b'chalav is asa b'ano. You sell it and you get paid money, or you give a matana basa b'chalav to the ger toshav, and he's going to be makatova to you, that'll be an isa deraisa. By nevela, it's muta b'ano. That's why it's muta to give a matana and he's going to be makatova. That's why it's muta to sell it to the yakum. He's going to pay me money. But if it wouldn't be nevela, if it would have been basa b'chalav, that's asa b'ano, that would have constituted an isa deraisa. So this is the Pella. There is a tiny group of Rishonim who say otherwise. You have this Shita Lanoida Lami. That's not the name of the. It's an anonymous author. When they found the manuscript, they didn't know who the name is. So they called the Shita Lanoida. It was written by somebody. We just don't know who. So on Kiddushin on Nun Vav on the base, he has a paragraph Mechor Mekiddush B'Demei Mekudeshes. So he quotes Haram. Reish Mem, Arashi Tevis, whoever that is. There's a Ran in Avodah Zarah at the end, the beginning of the fifth Perek, the five Prokim in Avodah Zarah. So in the beginning of the fifth Perek, the Ran on the Rif quotes a Ramban, who sounds like he says like this. And maybe this is the Ramban, we don't know. So he quotes Haram Kosav, that when something is Asa Bahano, what it means is Tzviya, Hadloka, Sicha, to smear it in my skin. Let's have chelav sharaniskal as asa b'hanor. So I use the chelav sharaniskal, I rub it on my skin, and the chelav gets absorbed into the pores. So that's healthy. Or if I'm going to do hadlake, I'm going to use something that's asa b'hanor, I'm going to use it as fuel, and it's going to burn, and it's going to give light, or it's going to give heat to cook some food. So I'm getting hanor from the guf hadova, or tzviya. I have something that's asa b'hanor. Let's say I have kloy hakerem. Or lo, kloy hakerem is asa b'hanor. And I take a pigment of a dye from this fruit of the vegetable, and I use it to dye clothing. So tzviya, I'm getting hanor from the isuri hanor. But he says, if I sell it to an ocher and he gives me money, I'm not getting hanor from the guf hadavar, that's mutter. Mutter is against all of shas, mutter. So that's what the Chassam Sofer tones it down. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Yerideh. So he tones it down, and he says, no, these Rishonim meant to say, it's mutter, and it's only awesome in the Rabbanim. So that's the Pele. So this Shita Lalandalabi asks Akasha, how can you maintain such a Shita? And when you talk about Isuri Hano, when something is also about Hano, it just means you're not allowed to get Hano from the Guf Hadover, Sicha Tzviya. What else did he say? Sicha Tzviya. Hadloka, to be Nena from the Guf Hadover. But Limkor is never a violation of Isuri Hano Menatar. That's Gram Hano. I sell it to the Nachi, he pays me money. So I got money because of that. I'm not really getting Hano from the Guf Hadover. So they ask, so the Shita Lanadami, how can you say that? It's against the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, Amar Ababo, Amar Ablaza. How does he establish this? He got it from the Pasuk by Ger. What does it say by Ger? It says, Lager Hashem HaShecha, it said by the Pasuk by Nevela. What does it say by Nevela? It says, Lager Hashem HaShetana B'achal HaMachal HaNachri. So according to Rab Meir, that Pasuk means that it's Mutta B'Hanoah. How does that show us Mutta B'Hanoah? Even if it's also B'Hanoah, you can sell it to the Nachri, you can give it to Matana. Getting indirect Hanoah, that's Gram Hanoah. That's not an Issa Deraisa. So how did the Gemara establish based on Rab Meir? How did Rabbi Bo establish this klal? And that's how the Rabban Paskin is like Rabbi Bo's klal. Based on the pasuk, Lager Shach Shatan Vachal Machal Anochri, I need a pasuk to say it's Muta Bahano. The pasuk doesn't say Muta Bahano. Even if it's also Bahano, it's still a Menatar, it's Muta to sell it. That's not Hano from the Guf Adab. It's not like Hatloka, Sicha, or Tzviya. That's the kasha that they ask. So the Chasam Sefer has a famous answer. If you have time, the Stipler has in his Sefer on Yevamis, the beginning of Siman Lamed Vav, so he discusses this Tshuvas Chasam Sefer, it's in Chelek Yerodeya, Siman Kuf Lamed. So the Chasam Sefer is the Shita L'Anadam Yasta Kasha and Iblad Zay Kasha. So Chasam Sefer says, no, the Teretz is from the word Mochor. Teretz is not from the whole Pasuk. Pasuk doesn't tell you that it's Mutam Hanoh. Pasuk says, O Mochor L'Anochri. If it's also Bahanoh, so the Mechiro wouldn't be Chal. Why wouldn't the Mechira be Chal? So if we said before, the Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin that if you're Mekadosh in Nisha with the Yisurei Hanoah, she'zeinu Mekudesh. So the Rishonim had three Biurim, either because Zeinu Shaloi, or because it's Zeinu B'Shusai, or because it's not Shavu Pruta. So if you hold from the first or the second shot that Yisurei Hanoah read Zeinu Shaloi, Zeinu B'Shusai, then you can't sell it. Then the Mechira is not valid, because a Mechira is not Chal on a Dov Hashem Shaloi. And we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that if something is Shali Veinu B'Shusi, also it's an incomplete Baile, so you can't sell it. So that's what the Chasam Sefer claims. The Raya of the Gemara was from the verb that's used, not from the statement in the Chumash. The Chumash says you can sell it to a Nochri, you can give it to a Ger Toshav, is going to be Makat Toiv to you. On the level of the Raya, that's not called getting Hanoah. That's Gram Hanoah. That's Gram Hanoah. Well, the only time there's an Isa Hanoah deraisa is if you get Hanoah from the Guf Hadover, Tzviya, or Hadloke, or whatever he said there, Sicha. That's called the violation of Isa Hanoah deraisa. This, to get Hakoras HaTov, is going to be Makat Tov more, because I gave him Isa Hanoah. He's going to pay me money. That's called Gram Hanoah. But from the fact that the Pasuk uses the verb Titneno, or Mochor, if it's Isa Hanoah, so you can't make a Kinyan on it. Those were the first two Shittas in the Rishonim. So that's what the Chasam Sefer says. These Rishonim, they're a very small group of Rishonim, maybe one or two. The Shita L'Nadami quotes it and doesn't like it. So he quotes it from the Ram. Could be the Ram is the Ramban. So that's one Rishon. The Ram quotes it now, but the Zohar, Ashver, it's a very tiny group of Rishonim over here. So they hold that selling to a Nochri and getting paid money, or giving to a Ger Toshav, getting paid back Hakoras HaTov, that's only a violation of Isuri Hanoah Midirabona. That's not a violation deraisa. And the raya that is Mutam Hanoah is not from the statement, but from the usage of the verb. How do you say titneno? How do you say mochor? If it's Einu Shaloi, Einu Bishusa, it's really also Manoah. So the Mechira is not Chal, or the Nesina is not Chal. So from the fact that the Torah chose to use these verbs, that's the Haychacha that it's Mutam Hanoah. That's what the Chasam Sefer suggests.
How do we ask from the Rabbanon to clear of Machalos Asuris if the Pasuk is not there?
Schar b'Machalos Asuris is only us if you do it kavua. Over here, the Pasuk, I have a slaughterhouse Hashem. Once in a while, I get an Avela. So it's Mutab Ano.
Doesn't the Taz bring Machalos in the first place? It's us from the Asuris.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We'll have to get to that. So this is a machlekes harishayin. Oh, okay, we got to run for mincha. We'll talk about the rest tomorrow.